share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is currently phase 1 of the COVID-19 National Immunization Program, and frontliners are the first in line to get vaccinated. One frontliner took to Twitter to live tweet his experience, so if you're wondering what to expect, keep on reading. Dr. Isaac said he was lining up to get his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and although the queue was long, it was well managed and the wait was not too bad. He said the people in charge had asked those in line to recheck their MySagittaire app, where some of them had to redo their online form. Those who did not have their identity cards with them had to go back and take it. Remember to bring your IC when you get your vaccine. While queuing for their turn, a briefing was given and the person in charge walked them through the process. Dr. Isaac mentioned that the candidates were then given a consent form, while those who were pregnant or breastfeeding were separated from the group for further questioning. Dr. Isaac recalled meeting a witty officer who said to him, "If you all grew extra arms, shoot laser from your eyes, we would like to enroll you to our Weapon X program. If you don't have any of these, you don't have the X gene and you can go on with your lives fighting COVID like a normal citizen." The officer also told him not to worry about the safety of the vaccine. "Don't worry. The government won't trace you using the vaccine. We are already tracking your phone and your social media," the officer told Dr. Isaac. Dr. Isaac was then given a green sticker to show that he had passed the initial screening and proceeded to have his temperature checked. In his tweets, Dr. Isaac advises future candidates to follow the office's instructions as they walk you through the process. Bring out your NRIC, passport, they will inform when to click and when not to click on certain links on the app, they will verify your identity and ask you to scan on the check-in QR code. Dr. Isaac then mentioned that so far, there has been no updates or briefings on those who do not have smartphones or the MySagittaire app. He said the person in charge at the center had probably assumed that all frontliners already have a smartphone and the app. "Hopefully details will be out for the public who don't have smartphones," Dr. Isaac said. Dr. Isaac added that there is an active recruitment of patients for research of COVID-19 spike protein antibody during the briefing. "That is very encouraging. We can have enough data to see how long this vaccine will last within Malaysian HCW, healthcare workers, population," he said. "I volunteered for the antibody research. Had my blood taken before I finally got vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine." After he was vaccinated, Dr. Isaac was asked to scan the vaccine barcode number using the MySagittaire app. "I was instructed to go to the observation bay for 30 minutes. There's a video slideshow showing the possible side effects you should monitor and how you can report in your app or whether you should go to the nearest healthcare facilities," he said. 20 minutes into observation, "I don't feel any side effects. No headache, no pain on my arm, no swelling, no allergy reaction, no extra eyes, no change in hair color." About half an hour later, Dr. Isaac was allowed to go back to work. The research assistant had informed him that his blood would be taken 14 days after his first dose and 14 days after his second dose. 2 hours after that, he said he did not have any allergic reactions but could feel his body responding to the vaccine. "No anaphylaxis, no allergic reactions. However, my body is responding. Some chills, a little migraine like a viral infection is coming. No fever though, no sore throat. Reported it in my Sagittaria. It just means I'm starting to build an immunity," he said. 7 hours after vaccination, "I generally do much better after a 30-minute nap. No fever, no more chills, no more headache. I didn't even need a Panadol. Going to have dinner now. If you're worried or nervous about the vaccination process, we hope Dr. Isaac's story will help you know what to expect. Meanwhile, please continue to stay safe." Also read, man with HIV charged for lying about sexual history at blood donation, didn't know oral sex is sex. Source, Dr. Isaac, Twitter 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 source, Dr. Isaac, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.